Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, over 100 people were shot in New York City over the past week. Final figures are not in yet, but we do know that among the victims was a one-year-old who did not survive. Let's get more from Carol DiOria at Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn. Carol?
The one-year-old boy was at a barbecue with his family last night when he was shot in the stomach. The shooting was just outside Raymond Bush Park in the Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood. The police say two men walked up to the group and just started shooting. Besides the one toddler, three adult males were also shot, but they survived. Their ages 27, 35, and 36. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has released a video on YouTube. He says those who are shot or die by street violence are just as important as those who die at the hands of police. He said, all Black lives matter.
We must move forward on reform, but not move backward on safety. For there is no true safety without justice, and there is no true justice without safety.
So far, there's been no arrest in the barbecue shooting. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds, outside Maimonides Hospital.
Daycare centers in New York City are free to reopen today, but it's not clear how many parents are ready to send their kids, as Roger Stern reports live from the Upper West Side this morning. Roger?
Lee, there are two variables when it comes to parents. Do they feel it's safe to bring their kids back to daycare? And how many parents need daycare since so many of them are still working from home? Meanwhile, Andre Farrell, who runs the Catmint Learning Initiative in Bed-Stuy, says there are ways of safeguarding the kids.
For our program in particular, they should definitely have masks. Lunches and meals should be prepared in individual containers.
The city limiting attendance to 15 kids per room and requiring daily health screening and frequent disinfecting. Manhattan City Council member Ben Callows bringing up another problem. What about older kids, since the mayor wants to reopen schools only part-time?
Since the mayor put out his proposal, the big question I've heard from parents is, who's going to watch my child on the days that they aren't in school?
Callows wants the city to set up child care and vacant storefronts and close private schools. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds Live on the Upper West Side.
It appears CUNY will be conducting most of its classes online this fall, and the New York State Board of Regents will meet today to review its options for the fall semester, based in part on input from online forums conducted last month. This amid growing pressure from the Trump administration to get schools open in the fall, despite CDC guidelines that would make it difficult for many schools to do that.
Vice President Pence announced the CDC will be updating those guidelines. He says the Trump administration doesn't want them to be, quote, too tough. Now, we don't know what they'll look like yet, but even so, the teachers union in Los Angeles, the nation's second largest school district, already says there is simply not enough time to put together a plan that would safely bring back students in the fall.
That's correspondent Trevor Ault. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says the guidelines need to be flexible to account for local conditions.
There's many counties across the country that have virtually no cases, and so school leaders need to be looking at the granular data, the right on the ground where they are, and looking at if there are problems, then how are you going to deal with them? But the goal needs to be that kids are learning full-time again this fall.
She was on CNN. There's been talk out of the Trump administration about withholding federal funds from districts that don't reopen. Senator Chuck Schumer says that's the opposite of what should happen.
For Ms. DeVos to say, for Donald Trump to say, if they don't open, they're not going to get money. They want to open. We all want them to open. They got to open safely, and they need dollars to open safely.
He's proposing spending $175 billion to cover PPE, physical barriers, and other supplies needed to reopen schools safely. Recreation programs in Manasquan, New Jersey had reopened, but now they're suspended again after a counselor and several other employees tested positive for COVID-19. The suspension will last a week. The main beach at Manasquan remains open. The beach at Long Branch got so crowded over the weekend that cops had to temporarily block access, telling people to try again in an hour. There were signs at the beach telling people to stay 6 feet apart, but that recommendation went largely unheeded. As the city council considers a bill that would stop cops from putting suspects in a headlock, the NYPD is building a case against a suspect who put a cop in a headlock in the Bronx. Exhibit A, a video that caught Wisnell Mansueta in the act in the Mount Hope section. This as bystanders cheered him on. The cop reportedly went after Mansueta after he kicked another officer's body cam down the street after it fell off. Mansueta is charged with assault. His attorney says the officer struck first, but prosecutors are gathering more evidence in hopes of adding more charges. Reaction from the Sergeants Benevolent Association came in the form of a tweet reading, "Corey Johnson, your stupid law is about to be signed by NYC stupid mayor. It's time to both take your community input and grab these perps yourself." The mayor, also on Twitter last night, writing, "We have a lot to do to heal the relationship between police and the community. That starts with standing together and advancing reforms, but it also means we cannot accept violence against our police officers." Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.